Welcome, everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you follow Super Humanistic on TikTok, Instagram. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. And don't forget to leave a rating and review. Last week, a little recap, we talked about the happiness diet. So ways to feed your microbiome, which is known as your second brain, ways to socialize when it comes to eating. So just a lot of tips related to food and how to be happy with it. Mm-hmm. Today, we are going to be talking about breakfast. Should you eat breakfast? Maybe. What do you think?
I mean, there are times I feel like we're in a hurry. You might not be super hungry in the morning. So you're like, yeah, I'm going to skip breakfast today. I'll just eat a larger lunch or something. But that's exactly why we shouldn't skip breakfast, even if it's eating something small. So things that will happen when we skip breakfast, or why we shouldn't skip breakfast, is that the morning meal really is what helps us to kick off our metabolism. So even if like you ate super late the night before, you're waking up and you're like, I'm not hungry at all, aim to have something like a snack at those times. It could be a protein bar, it could be a smoothie. So you really want to eat within 1 to 2 hours of waking up. I know there are times where you might be intermittent fasting. During those times, it would be okay to skip breakfast or to have a later breakfast. But you do want to make sure the other times that you're not intermittent fasting, you're eating within 1 to 2 hours of waking up. And more than just that morning cup of coffee. Because that is also sugary, or can be sugary, if you're adding in those creamers and heavier like oat milks and things like that. That can make the coffee a little bit more fattening, which you also want to try to avoid in the mornings as much as possible. So breakfast does help kickstart our metabolism for the day, and it helps us to have sustained energy throughout our day. Energy not only that we need for physical energy, but for our mental energy as well. It supplies you with important nutrients, aiming to eat better breakfast foods, of course. So you want to eat more of the higher fiber foods in the morning, and protein as well. So again, smoothies is a good option for breakfast, especially if you're not typically a breakfast person. Eggs. With veggies on the side, chia pudding, fruit salads, different fiber-rich foods as well. That also will help you to keep full for a longer period of time, so you don't have to eat as much throughout your day because you're already feeling full. And then breakfast does prevent you from feeling overly hungry later in the day. So if you eat a good breakfast, then you're not gonna overeat later in the day. You'll feel like kickstart that healthy eating throughout your day, just by starting with a healthier breakfast or a healthier meal to begin the day. So those are kind of the why we need to make sure that we're having breakfast. And again, it's within 1 to 2 hours of waking up. So if you want to stretch it to that 2 hour mark, because you're like, I'm really not hungry, go ahead and stretch it to the 2 hour mark, but you want to aim to eat within exactly at like that 2 hour mark then. Breakfast also helps your blood sugar to be stable. So having that is going to give your body that energy it's needing to go to work or whatever it is that you're going to go do for the day. So that's what I have for like the importance of breakfast, why we need to eat breakfast. And I know you have a little bit more.
Yeah, a lot of great tips there. Definitely get that energy boost by having a well-balanced breakfast. Also, you mentioned the weight management there. So just really helps control your hunger and reduces the likelihood of overeating later in the day. So that's always good. And yeah, one of the other benefits will be better memory and focus as well. You'll be able to concentrate more. It can really improve your cognitive functions like memory and concentration, making you more productive either at work or school or whatever tasks you have going on for the day. So that's another important part of having breakfast. Mm-hmm. So what else do you have for us?
So what you should aim to eat then for breakfast would be foods like yogurt with granola. You can have oatmeal with berries, a banana with some peanut butter. So again, if you're not like super hungry, try to have at least a banana then with some peanut butter on the side to get in that protein. Protein bar, the brands that we typically stick to, at least recently, has been the Kind brand. So even for our granola, we'll stick to the Kind. We've downloaded this app that is amazing. It's called Yuka, and Y-U-K-A, has like a little carrot on it. But you scan barcodes, so we'll be at the grocery store and we'll scan a barcode on one of the foods that we're like, oh, this looks good, we want to buy this. And then we'll scan the barcode and it tells you the nutrition value. So sometimes it'll be like 54 out of 100 and we're like, probably shouldn't buy this then. So we'll put it back on the shelf. But then it also gives you alternatives. So, other better brands that you could buy for that same product. So it's such a good app. Recommend using it, but that's how we found out that our granola that we were buying wasn't actually the best for us. It actually was rated in the poor range. So we decided we were going to switch up, and Kind was the brand that came up as in the excellent range. So sticking to the Kind protein bars and granola. Smoothies are a really good option for breakfast. I typically will do a smoothie every once in a while. I don't always have smoothies, but I try to incorporate that, especially if I notice I am hungrier in the morning, or if my lunch is going to be a little bit lighter, that's when I'll make a smoothie in the morning.
I have them every day, and we're going to be doing an episode on smoothies. Yeah. So stay tuned for that. We'll talk about some great smoothie recipes.
Yeah. You want to avoid those sugary foods, so stay away from like the Frosted Flakes and those sugary Cocoa Puffs that we all grew up on. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, one of my favorites, but not good for you, especially for breakfast to start your day. It's actually going to make you even more hungry when it comes to lunchtime. And then you could even eat foods like the lunch foods. So if you're like, I am just not a breakfast person, like food wise, that's fine. You can stick to having just like vegetables in the morning as well. Or like something that you would eat for lunch, you can have in the morning. Of course, you want to make sure that later in the day, then portion size wise, you're going less. But you can have those foods for breakfast as well. So then negative impacts. So things that could happen when we skip breakfast to our bodies. Like my husband said, the quality of our diet will go down later in the day. So you're going to reach for more of those processed foods throughout your day, and sugary foods as well. You'll have lower energy levels. Your blood sugar actually will increase. And then your circadian rhythm. This was like so surprising to me when I was researching about breakfast. I'm like, okay, I don't think this has that much of a difference. Like, so what if we skip breakfast every once in a while? And every once in a while, it is fine. But if you're consistently skipping it, your sleep schedule also gets impacted. And I was like, whoa, that kind of makes sense, because you're hungry in the middle of the night then, and it throws your whole body off by just skipping the breakfast in the morning. And then you'll also have a lower quality of sleep just from skipping breakfast. You're putting yourself at risk of being or becoming obese, and then with that, type 2 diabetes as well. So blood sugar, of course, increases when we're skipping breakfast, so then that puts you at an increased risk of that diabetes. And then heart disease is another increased risk just by skipping breakfast. And you'll have chronic inflammation as well when you skip breakfast. So yeah, we have before, like we've definitely talked about fasting. And obviously we don't fast every single weekend. We try to aim for once a month. And even with that, it is really difficult for us because we do notice our energy levels, although it's supposed to somehow make you feel more energetic. I don't know that we've experienced that ourselves yet. So it's hard when you're skipping meals to go through that. So intermittent fasting can be good and it does help with losing weight. I know we have had previous episodes about intermittent fasting. We're not saying not to do it. We're just saying breakfast is also important for you. So maybe timing your intermittent fasting a little bit different to make sure that you're getting a good, healthy breakfast.
All right, so you heard some consequences there. I mean, you can build some insulin resistance by skipping breakfast, which is a risk factor for type 2 diabetes. Weight gain, as you mentioned, so contrary to popular belief, skipping breakfast can actually lead to weight gain because you often consume more food and more calories later on in the day, as you had kind of touched on. Definitely don't want to be nutrient deficient, so that can happen as well when you're missing out on those essential vitamins and minerals that you can gain from eating a healthy breakfast with a lot of the foods that you were talking about. And skipping breakfast can also lead to mood swings and irritability. You don't want that to get your day started. You want to start off on the right foot, and that's why it's important to have breakfast. Mm-hmm. So that's what we had for you today. And make sure you join us next week and go out there and live a healthy and happy life so you can be more superhumanistic. See you soon.
Bye.